So the first, we ascertain the precise extent of hunger in the country. Secondly, we ensure that the specific circumstances or condition of each person afflicted by indigence or hunger is addressed appropriately and successfully. Thirdly, establish action-oriented programs in education and training, health and wellness, housing, employment, and productive work, and the strengthening of social safety nets. And four, make sure that the targeted beneficiaries are transformed into self-sufficient and self-sustaining human beings. This trust fund will be established by statute law. Its trustees will be drawn from public servants, professionals, and other esteemed personalities at home and abroad, and persons drawn from civil society organizations, inclusive of charitable entities. This Zero Hunger Trust Fund will not have any politician or any political activist among its trustees. The secretariat will be located in the Ministry of Social Development. As I said, the secretariat, the director is the director of planning. It will support existing zero hunger initiatives by the government and will itself spearhead others. The funding of the Zero Hunger Trust Fund will be sourced from the Consolidated Fund, from a special levy on telecommunications, and grants from local, regional, international organizations, donations from individuals, and grants from friendly governments globally. I've already been in discussion on this matter personally with the director of the Food and Agricultural Organization, the state authorities in Dubai, and an important charitable organization based on Mustique. I have received from each of these three sources already pledges of support. A five-year Zero Hunger Action Plan is being fully elaborated, with particular components of the plan being of a shorter time span. So it's 5 years, but you have particular components, some of them would be shorter, like some of the training components, depending on the level you get the person. The estimated cost of the plan, the overall plan, is put at $10 million per year. Our government intends to begin work on the Zero Hunger Trust Fund immediately with whatever resources we have at hand. This levy is estimated to raise $2.7 million annually. I just want to say this. We love to talk a lot on the phone. So when you talk for a dollar, know that 2 cents out of that dollar is going inside of a fund to help to bring an end to hunger. I don't think that people will be opposed to that at all. I am personally pledging for each of the 5 years, as an indication of my seriousness about this, I am personally pledging for each of the years from 2016 to 2020, 1 month of my net basic salary to the trust fund. In effect, I'll be taking an 8.3% cut in my net annual salary for each of these 5 years to support the push towards zero hunger. In order to encourage other contributors, especially businesses, to donate to the trust fund, I intend to amend the Income Tax Act to enable contributors to treat the contribution as a tax-deductible expense for the assessment of taxes to be paid. I myself will not take advantage of this amendment in respect of my contribution because I don't want it to be felt that I'm doing it in one hand to get back something. I'm not doing that.